The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in a drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old Mountain Dew. And I turned my face away and dreamed about you.
Welcome back. You can contact us by text to 51551 or email thebusiness@rte.ie. Well, this morning's show is an ode to the madness of Dublin city centre in the run-up to Christmas. We're making our way now to a Dublin institution, Grogan's on South William Street, to meet Daniel Smith, a grandson of one of the founders. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Richard, how are you doing?
How are you doing? You well?
Very nice to meet you.
And you?
The place is packed. It's really busy. Have we got a spot we can go for a quiet chat?
Yeah, we'll head up here. We'll head upstairs.
Great.
Plenty of steps here on the way up, Daniel.
You'd be fit going up and down here.
Oh, wow. It opens up into a very wide corridor. It's a big area at the back upstairs.
Fabulous old building.
Yeah, lots of old rooms and everything.
Yeah, and history.
So this is where you guys hang out then, is it, Daniel?
This is where we get our 20 minutes of respite from the madness every now and again.
So how long have you been working here?
Well, I started here kind of as a teenager. I think either 14 or 15, I'd come in and started stocking the shelves and picking up glasses and that sort of thing, probably when I shouldn't have been here. But I mean, I've been coming in here since I was a baby. It's something, I love the place. Like, I'm very, very, really proud of it. And so, yeah, officially working here 13 years, coming in here nearly 28 years. I'm serving people who have known me since I'm crawling around the place, you know, and
they
a lot of the time.
Communion money, did they?
Yeah, a little bit of that. I still have it as well.
And Grogan's is owned by the same two families for, what, 50 years, is it?
Yeah, 53 years now. The Kennedy and Smith families. So my grandfather, Tommy Smith, and Paddy Kennedy, his business partner, bought the pub in 1972. And yeah, we've managed to successfully, I think, run it for 53 years, and hopefully we'll be here for another 53 and the rest.
Your granddad would have been one of the guys who set up the pub. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Well, yeah, himself and Paddy, they initially actually owned a pub on Gardiner Street for about 6 or 7 years, and then they moved over here in the early 70s. And at the time, like I said, William Street wasn't what it is now. It was a rag traders, you know, it was textile factories, and it wouldn't have been the sort of trendy pub was it, or trendy area was at the time. It was quite rough. And, you know, when the lads took it over, they brought in a barman from MacDade's, Paddy O'Brien, who's famed in Dublin. And with Paddy came the literary crowd, your Kavanaghs, your Beans. And that kind of changed. At the time, we were the only pub on the street. It was all factories around. And that kind of changed not only the pub, but the area. And it brought that sort of new clientele into the area, and probably did help shape what has become in modern day St William Street. Traditionally, there's been no singing ever allowed in the pub, but the only exception to that was Brenda Bean's mother, Catherine Bean, on a Sunday evening was apparently allowed to sing a couple of songs. And she's the only, to this day, I've only ever seen one other person singing, and that was Glenn Hansard, who just happened to be in there doing a press tour for a movie, I think, and a wedding were there at the time. And there was a guy with a guitar, and the wedding asked, any chance you could get Glenn Hansard, could he play a song? And my grandfather was there, and reluctantly, well, not reluctantly, he was happy to do it, but I'd say it killed him inside to have music in the pub. But it happened, and he sang the old Triangle, and that was beautiful. But that was the last time I ever saw music in the pub, and I think it'll probably be a while before we see it again.
I'll sing you a song of a row in a town, when the green flag went up and the red rag came down. 'Twas the neatest and sweetest game ever you saw, and we played the best game played in Erin Gobra.
As a job, Daniel, what's it like for you? You're on your feet, unsociable hours. Lots of people will work in bars, you know, now for a year or 2 years, but they're not the career barman or barwoman. Mm-hmm. What do you like about it?
I just love that every day is different. You don't know what you're going to come into. Some days are better than others. Some days are worse than others. That comes with the job. But every day you get up and you're going in and you've no idea what's facing you.
Okay, it might be a little bit different every day, but you're pulling pints. Do you ever just get kind of tired of seeing a sea of pints? You go home, you're pulling pints in your sleep.
No, yeah, absolutely. Like sometimes you go home at night and you're lying in bed and in your head you're still behind the bar and you're trying to tell yourself, you're back in work in 6 hours, will you just tune off and go to sleep? Because it's muscle memory, you know, and you're just flat out at it. And sometimes, yeah, when you get home, it can be really hard to kind of tune out and disassociate, I suppose. But that's occupational hazard, I guess.
Have you only worked here in Grogan's or did you go away at all, Daniel?
Well, no, after COVID, I moved to Barcelona and I spent a couple of years over there because I knew if I didn't, I'd never get out. And I always had ambitions to see the world and live abroad. And I'm delighted I did. It was such an amazing experience. I had a great time, made some amazing friends. But spent a couple of years in Barcelona and then I went to Australia. And I only actually spent 6 weeks in Australia. I was planning to be there for God knows how long. And I only ended up spending 6 weeks. Wasn't for me. And I decided to come home. But, you know, having here to come back to made it a very easy decision to come home. Like it was, as soon as I came home, it was like I'd never left. I think I got home on a Saturday at 12:30. And my mother picked me up from the airport and I was at home and I was sitting on the couch and my dad came in and I hadn't seen him for a fair few months and he gave me a hug. Son, great to see you. Come here, you'll take the Guinness delivery in on Thursday, will you? I'm going out to play golf. And it was just like that. As quick as that, I was back in and it was like I'd never left after 2.5 years away.
What did you not like about Australia? Was it too hot?
A bit of everything. The heat, yeah, I'm quite pasty white. I don't deal well with the heat and the sunburn and just a few things. I just missed Ireland, I think. I'd been away for 2.5, nearly 3 years at that stage. And I think I was just ready to come home. Nearly 2 years home now. And it was the best decision I ever made. And I don't look back with a bit of regret.
So Grogan's has been here for over 50 years. Can you see yourself being here in 50 years' time, Daniel?
Well, hopefully I'll be able to just sit down and chat to people in 50 years' time and it won't be an active service, but yeah, I believe.
Retired, but in the bar.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I hope so. I absolutely hope so. It's such a special place and holds such a special place in my heart and in both families' hearts. And I do believe that we'll still be here and we'll still be doing it as best we can and hopefully the best in Ireland in another 50 years.
Well, Daniel Smith of Grogan's, thank you very much for joining us.
Richard. Thank you.